Okay. It's 6 p.m. We call this meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors. It's order March 20. So roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Secretary Scheifel.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
And Director Duquette is absent this evening.
Okay. Public input. Do we have any public input? The first public input is related to agenda items. Okay, moving along then. Approval of the NAA public minutes of the February 20, 2019 meeting.
Make a motion to approve the NAA public minutes of February 20, 2019, of which no questions or comments have been raised. All the documents are on file and available for inspection.
Second, Madam Chair.
Okay, discussion?
Fine.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Treasurer's report.
Okay, the month of February went pretty well, I mean, bottom line wise. Not a lot of weird stuff in there. We had three storms that approximately $3,375 per storm that we send out to the hangar owners. That's $100 a job, I think. And we didn't incur a ton of overtime to cover that. We had, the storms were small in nature. But other than that, the expenses are pretty well much in order. Skipping down to the comparison of budget, we're going to end up this year, I think, in a definitely a positive sense. The revenues should come in right about on track, except actually the plowing revenue that might be a little light because we don't have another storm. We're about $5,000 behind the budget. So either pray for snow or not. But the good news is our equipment doesn't get beat up either. In one sense, it looks like we should be in the snowplowing business, but in another sense, no, because our equipment is beat up pretty badly. So,
you don't really want a storm to track.
Yeah, we'd rather have zero snow.
Zero snow would be good, yeah. But, the expenses are in good shape. The one expense that is good is in a positive sense in that we're spending below budget, but it's also troubling because I feel we just aren't getting where we need to be. Is that we talked about it last month, the marketing expense. We just spent a little bit of money this month. I'm not sure what it was for. It was about $500. So that's looking like it's going to come in way up, well under budget, unless we do something between now and June. So I hope to be able to do something to get that program kicked off. So, other than that, the bottom line is we got positive variance to budget of $5,600 year to date, and nothing that's in the horizon that would affect that significantly one way or the other. Anybody have a question? Balance sheet looks good.
Can I get a motion to
move to accept the treasurer's report as presented?
Subject to audit.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Communication.
One communication from the Department of Transportation, New Hampshire Water Transportation, on the New Hampshire Airport Improvement Maintenance Program, which I believe Chris will want to talk about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And let's see, reports. So the town report is up first. So looking at traffic counts for February of 2019, we have 4,094 operations, and that's actually down a skosh year over year, by 163. So that's off 4%. But for better weather. You know, and I think with the warmer months coming, you know, those numbers ought to go up again.
Yeah, I did a quick weather history. Took a quick look at the historical data and stuff, and we did have 3 snowstorms. And I'll put more importantly, the temperature was the lowest in history. It was the coldest. Yeah, but that was when we had a high temperature of 5 degrees or something in a number of days.
Mm.
So people weren't flying airplanes.
And airport manager.
That's me. Well, we'll talk about this letter real quick from communications. I had put in to get a piece of mowing equipment, a tractor, through this AIM program, and to make a long story short, we were denied. It's a program where they've set aside money in the state for all the airports, but they had less than $300,000, and they had 22 applications for different projects. And they're listed just like the projects are for all the AIM stuff. So there's a priority ranking on them, and we rank pretty low on the priority totem pole. So unfortunately, that's what happened with that. We will continue to pursue that, acquiring that piece of equipment through the city, through the Capital Equipment Reserve Fund. Somehow we'll get that because we need that. Groove and seal project. Nick will talk some more about that. That's our upcoming event for the spring. Another upcoming event we have tentatively scheduled is for Collings Foundation to show up here in the end of September, the last week in September, and they're going to bring 4 warbirds. I say tentative because we haven't inked the deal yet, but looks like it's going to happen. March 15th, myself, Susan, Chairman Woods, and Director O'Duquette, the French-Irishman that day, we all attended the Wild Irish Breakfast. I think it was a good time had by all. I can tell you we have a very entertaining governor. Governor Sununu was present, Maggie Hassan, Senator Hassan, Senator Shaheen, and even a former governor from Massachusetts, current presidential candidate Governor Weld was there as well. So it was an interesting crowd. Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce and Magazine has been published, and we have our advertisement in it, as well as they did a little article on one of our events. I probably should have bought some of those to this meeting, but they'll be available up at the Midfield Cafe for free if anybody would like to get one of these N magazines. We already talked about being denied the AIM money. February 22nd, met with Mayor Donches, myself and Farrell. With Mayor Donches, Chief of Staff Kim Kleiner, CFO John Griffin, to discuss the fiscal year 2020 budget for the airport. And pretty uneventful. We discussed our budget, and they were happy with it. The next move is I go to on April 22nd, I go to in front of the Board of Aldermen, the Finance Committee, and they will either approve or reject our request that was put through the Capital Improvement Committee. And that'll actually have to be amended, I see, too, as we just got the quote for the upcoming paving job. March 5th, Susan and I attended the Summer Fund Committee meeting at Nashua City Hall. As I think everybody in here knows, that we belong to the Summer Fund Committee, and that's the committee that puts on our Wheels and Wings Festival every year. As well as movie night. We haven't decided on a movie night yet. We're still discussing it, but moving forward with Wings and Wheels, as we've previously discussed. It's a good bunch of people. It's a lot of volunteer people. There's a church group involved. We had movie night. They're out there, and they basically take care of everything. And same thing with Wheels and Wings. They're handing water out to people, helping people park. They do all kinds of good stuff for us. Terrafugia. I was originally told that March 4th, a test vehicle was scheduled to arrive and begin testing. That has not happened, and I got a call this morning, and I called the gentleman back, Phil Mateer, and he said Monday they will have a vehicle here, and it'll be out on the ramp doing certain things, and towards the end of the week They're actually going to start taxi testing next week. So, like we discussed in a past meeting, we're going to allow them their privacy, so to speak. Try not to intrude on the business because they're still in development stages. If there's any questions, they have to be directed to a Danielle Kershaw, I believe her name was, from Terra Fugia, because we really have nothing to do with it other than we have them at Nashua Airport. And that's about it. Anybody have any questions?
Just the discussion with Collins. Is this sometimes they'll not go to the discussion, they might move to the international?
Yeah, we're still talking about that. They still haven't completely finished their project with their tank museum. And he said until that's done, they're not talking to anybody about moving anywhere. But they did approach us about coming to Nashua, coming out of Worcester. And I discussed it with them with Ken 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. And it's still an option, but they just haven't finished the other project yet.
We probably should use it as an opportunity to do a little marketing with them while they're here. Put on all the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they want to be here. Ken Miles, he's a graduate of Daniel Webster College. He lives in Nashua. He's all for coming to Nashua, and so is Bob, to be honest with you, from what he told me. They just need to get through this construction project. And
what do they keep in Worcester? That's what
the question. The plan is to bring a P-38 up from Florida. There's a P-40. Now I'm drawing a blank on the other one.
Spitfire.
What is it? Spitfire. Thank you.
Ellen Whitney, we'd like the H-262 from Texas.
Ooh. I can see that P-38 come here, too.
Chris, has there been any discussion with the Commander of Air Force, the PP and those guys?
No, the discussions we had last year were they like to do it every other year. And that was another part of the discussion with Ken Miles from Collings. He doesn't want to be a second act to anybody.
Yeah.
That's why they kind of alternate years. And he actually made that clear over the phone. That basically, if you book another act, they're not going to come. And I think they all operate that way. Which works out perfect because we had the two CAF events last year.
Airport engineer, please. Okay. Nika Polito for the recording. Sorry, Matt Karen is not here tonight. He had a conflicting meeting, so I'll just breeze over the master plan. Gail was asked to include some additional information in the executive summary, acknowledging the age of the data and relaying some optimism that the airport feels there will be an increase in base aircraft and operations at the airport through the planning period as a result of passage of NH House Bill 124, the aircraft de-icing system, implementation of AHS as a user-free airport or a user-fee airport in accordance with U.S. Customs Border Protection, technological advances in UAVs, and the occupancy of the former Daniel Webster buildings. So unless there are any further comments from the authority, Gail's prepared to print the hard copies and assist the airport in posting the master plan, the final version on the airport's website. That's all the information I have on the master plan update. If you guys have any questions?
No questions at the moment. Bob, you're satisfied?
Thank you. So recommended actions are to formally vote to accept the airport master plan.
Okay. I'll move that under old business then.
You guys care to make a motion tonight? Or?
I'll take care of it under old business.
Yep, I'm sorry. The second project is the runway 1432 Blue and Seal. Just
sort of glossing past the stuff that hasn't changed. The finalized change order number one package were prepared and circulated for signatures on March 1st. We did receive verbal confirmation that NHDOT has approved them. So as soon as we get those packages back from NHDOT, we'll coordinate with the contractor. We did speak with them today regarding the change order approval, and we're encouraging them to get the project back on their schedule as soon as possible. That being said, we'll have a project sort of restart kickoff meeting with the contractor on site, at which point we'll discuss the issues that we had with the markings over the winter. One thing I did want to mention, FAA has issued some new guidance on surface painted hold position signs that they are only required at Part 139 certificated airports. I know we had them here where they've all but come up. Do you guys want to put them back, or should we just mark the center lines? And that's a question. That's a, you know.
Well, I don't see why we wouldn't put them back, Nick.
Yeah, I mean.
He has all the stencils, and it's a good test.
Understood. Okay, so we'll move forward in that direction, and I'll update the airport of the project restart meeting when we have a date finalized. But the anticipated schedule is sometime in May to get back to the airport to do the second round markings.
Okay, so it looks like May is going to be the time frame for fixing the stuff that's come up.
Correct.
And putting down the second code.
Yes. So recommended actions, there are none at this time. Any questions on the Groove and Seal project?
Any thought about any kind of how long the airport might be impacted? Is it one of those two-day things, or is it...
He told us 2 days. Now, he didn't realize that we were going to run into the problems that we had over the winter, so it may take longer than 2 days.
Pending. So our intent is to meet with the contractor, the vendor for the surface treatment and the markings subcontractor, prior to starting work, and walk the site, look at the markings, and determine does some surface prep needs to take place prior to applying the second coat of markings.
Yeah, I guess what I would suggest is that happens sooner than later, because this thing can't go into May. You know, that's when if you look at the tower reports, May starts really cranking up, and I want to impact as few people as possible. So the sooner we can get the walk around, nothing can stop us from doing it now.
But it's temperature based, too.
No, I understand they can't do the work, but all the upfront stuff. Let's not wait till late April or May. Let's get them out there tomorrow. If they have to look at the runway, if they have to look at stuff and figure out a plan, we can do that sooner than later, and that way, we can get this thing on the books and ready to go. Hopefully prior to May.
Understood.
So that, as soon as, because hopefully we won't get a snowstorm in April, so if we can get this thing, it's going to impact, it's going to require closure of the airport. Let's do it as soon as possible.
Unfortunately, with the temperature requirements, it most likely be during the day. However, you can't open up as soon as that paint is dry and have dust and nighttime operations. But, I wrote down a note, let's not wait to schedule the site walk. So I'll follow up with you guys, hopefully.
That way, if there's anything else that comes up, we're not waiting for the, for the last minute to go, we have to do this too.
Absolutely.
And then for further delays.
No, so I agree.
The sooner we do a lot of stuff, the better.
Yep, we should be proactive about it now, especially if those signs and the electrical items have to be.
All that stuff can get, all the electrical, the infrastructure stuff, that can be done now. That can be okay, but at least scheduled now anyway.
All right.
Have you been communicating with Kobo?
Kobo provided the estimate, but now that the change order is approved, they're going to have to be scheduled through the prime contractor. So, once we have a date for the restart and they know that, or actually thinking about it, Kobo can get out here at any time as long as they have that subcontract through the contractor. I apologize for not having this. I should have started organizing it when I got back to the office today, but I'll try to get back to you guys as soon as possible.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. I'm a little confused on the verbiage here. Is the bold or regular print what it was when it first went out, and then the lighter color is an update?
The lighter color is anything that's changed from the last meeting.
Okay, so the blue. The end of summer is from last year. Is that correct?
Which
the very end?
Oh.
Project status, second bullet?
Yes, that is from last year.
Okay, so we're with one month now, the start date of spring marching, that's where we are now.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Moving on to the snow removal equipment. So unfortunately, nothing has changed. The shipment date, and I think Matt from the airport had mentioned this, the estimated shipping date from the manufacturing facility in Brazil is 3/22, so there will be transportation time.
This thing comes from Brazil?
Yeah, Cats, American made.
By American.
All of their stuff is manufactured in Brazil.
March? Okay, we should have it by
December.
Figure
by next week.
A week of travel.
A week from Brazil? It's not coming by air.
No.
Bob, we're having it overnighted. We're going to.
And then once it arrives at their New Hampshire facility, they'll have to retrofit it with the lights, the decals, all the retro reflective tape, and things like that.
And all the Spanish verbiage, you have to put all the English stuff on. It's going to be finalized by our
team. You know, the reality is that we don't need it till hopefully November of next year.
That's what I'm hoping.
So this will be fine.
And we got all the metrics to English.
So once we have a delivery date scheduled, along with that, the vendor will come out and give a training session to anyone who's interested in attending. It'll go over operations, maintenance, things of that nature. So any questions regarding the snow removal equipment project? All right. Recommended actions, none at this time. Project number four is the pavement reconstruction maintenance phase two, which is the runway 14 end. I should have updated the financials. Our engineer's estimated cost came in somewhere around $3.2
million. Total?
Total. That is for the base bid plus the three alternate work items. Does not include the engineering fee, which we will add in on the estimated project funding. But again, the airport will award as much of the project as NHDOT can fund based on what they have available. So the numbers still may change, even if I had put in the larger numbers here. If we can only award the base bid and the first alternate, that'll reduce the final project cost. But Gail has completed the 95% plans and specifications and circulated for review and approval. We conducted a sort of quick and dirty review meeting of the project at our office last week with Farrah and Chris. And then if any FAA or DOT comments are provided, they'll be worked in by addendum to the plans because NHDOT has not had the opportunity to review those yet. Documents have been made available to potential bidders on the project.org website. I've included the project code if any of the directors would like to go and take a look. A pre-bid conference was scheduled for 10 a.m. today to discuss the project requirements with potential bidders. That meeting went well. The contractor that we were hoping would be awarded the project was present. We walked the site, they offered their input on some of the areas, and I believe there will be an addendum issued in the next few days to provide some more information for the bidders on those areas that were concerned during that site walk. The bid opening is scheduled for April 8th at 10 a.m., at which time the bids will be read out loud and apparent low bidder will be announced. Following this, the grant application, background checks, and reference checks will be done. While all of this is going on, an independent fee estimate has been initiated to review Gail's contract price. Chris, I did see that email, yeah. So I have to, now that you have that, I'll email you our fee proposal. And that way you can compare them side by side. If there's a discrepancy of more than 10%, that justifies a review meeting with the IFE provider, the airport, and Gale to discuss the assumptions in those labor estimates. If it's within 10%, it's typically viewed as acceptable by FAA and MHDOT. So I will get that over to you tomorrow.
Okay.
And that'll allow you to make those judgments. So recommended actions, once we have everything lined up, please sign and forward the grant application to NHDOT upon receipt. And
what's the timing of that?
We anticipate having those to NHDOT by April 12th.
Okay. Is there a way to get a date certain as to when they're going to turn it around?
May 1st is the FAA's grant application deadline. So we gave them about 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks, to get it worked into the block grant that they request from FAA. And they have that deadline.
Okay, so they know that's coming in April, May. They'll get it there by March 1st? Or April?
May 1st. Correct.
Okay.
So any questions regarding the paving maintenance project? Yes, Bob.
The bid opening is scheduled for April the 8th. Does that mean anyone can still submit a bid even though they didn't attend
the pre-bid conference was mandatory.
So then you can only get one bid?
The authority can still accept bids from outside contractors that weren't present, but you would have to justify that it is in the best interest of the airport to NHDOT and FAA.
And if all goes well, this will be in fiscal year 22?
22?
No, this 20, we're in 20 now. Yeah. No,
well. We are, this is a 2019 grant.
Right.
So fiscal year 19 started October 1st of last year, goes through September 30th of this year. So the grant would be issued within this fiscal year.
This fiscal year.
We would go to construction, yes, this year. Under general items,
I'm sorry, Nick, one more quick. So if all goes well, everything goes according to plan, when are we going to be putting the shovels in the ground for that project, roughly?
So upon the grant application on May 1st, typically in the past, we have seen grants come out usually around August, mid-August to late August. However, with the FAA's reauthorization, excuse me, they know that those the AIP funds are appropriated, so FAA should be able to issue grants pretty quickly. And for that reason, I think we can get started late spring or early summer.
So this is something that the users are going to start seeing results from this calendar year.
Correct. Any other questions regarding this?
You said late August approval.
Typically, outside of the block grant program, if an airport applies on May 1, they, for example, North Adams, last Avon project we did there, they didn't get the grant until almost September.
Okay, so shovels in the ground spring of 20?
No. No, if we started work in the spring of, or late spring to early summer of this year, we would finish before the fall.
But how can we start work if the grant's not going to be approved till August?
Because FAA was reauthorized by Congress, the funds have already been appropriated.
Okay.
In the past, they release the funds and the drifts and drafts as funds become available. But with the reauthorization, rather than the continuing resolution, all of the funds are appropriated. So FAA can issue grants almost immediately.
So this phone is going off here. You're beeping all over the place.
That's my watch.
Okay.
So that's it. There is nothing under general items, although I do have I guess not an update, but regarding the 100% funding through the FAA and that program, I would guess that there has to be some guidance coming before the May 1st grant application deadline, because if the airport is granted the project through the Supplemental Appropriations Grant Program, it has to come off the airport's CIP. So knowing that you can only apply for a discretionary grant through AIP or the supplemental, not both, before the grant application deadline for traditional AIP funding comes about, I would imagine they have to issue some guidance on which airports are receiving grants. That being said, there's $790 million available, and FAA received $11 billion in requests. So
that answers that.
Yeah.
There's still a chance.
It's better than the lottery.
I love it.
And, that's the end of the engine.
Thank you, Nick. So that brings us to committees. We have no committees at this time, or at least, committee's business is finished up. So, old business. If people are ready, I would like to please get a up-down vote on whether we can accept the airport master plan update. So I'll make a motion requesting that we approve the airport master plan update as it currently exists, and things like they'll move forward on helping us get that pushed to our website.
Whatever motion needs to be done out there, get it done.
Hey, discussion? Any further discussion on the airport master plan update? Okay. So, all those in favor of approving the airport master plan?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. New business. Andrew Liebfried, General Air Traffic Defense.
Not here?
Okay.
Not here.
All right.
You know what it was, Chris?
Hmm?
You know what it was about?
He's going to establish a business on the airfield. He's an aircraft mechanic.
And from Pittsburgh. Why is he not here?
His family issue tonight.
Oh, okay. So we knew he wasn't coming. John Wayne Special, Roger Randy's record.
I'm sorry, say again?
Where's he going to be located?
Not exactly sure yet. He was going to discuss that with us tonight.
And did you have a question, Wes?
I was just going to point out that he was actually here in last month's meeting.
Okay.
There wasn't time for him to speak.
Yeah, I spoke with him this afternoon. He wasn't sure if he'd come or not because of a family engagement. He obviously had to do that.
Does he have to appear before us before you start?
We usually ask for anyone who wants to establish a business on the airport, we usually ask them to appear before the board and at least introduce themselves.
So that means he's not in business yet?
He's working for Jeff Wall. He hasn't started his own shop yet, no. And I told him if he can't make it this month, try to make it for next month.
He's actually junior. His father had a shop in Pittsburgh.
Right, there's Andy and there's Andrew.
Right. Very well known.
Good. We could use another shot on the field.
So let's see. That brings us to upcoming events, which I think Chris covered in the manager's report. Unless you have something else to add.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Okay. Public input.
Just a question. Nothing for left for the record. Where are we right now as far as moving up the whole short line with regard to the
Hampshire
DOT?
So,
we just had a report on that. So they've approved the change order. So we can move forward with that project, and that'll be, that will
represent
the
project. That
was change order number one.
All right, I apologize.
Hopefully in the next few months.
Oh, correct.
Yeah, it's a coming.
Yeah,
we haven't given up on it.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Any other public input this evening? Okay. As for director's comments, I'll start with Ryan.
None.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any additional comments at this time. David?
I think I've said enough. No, I think I just think it's, you know, we're moving in the right direction. I'm glad to see that DOT has approved the stuff that we needed to have approved, and we're back on track to get the important projects squared away and completed. So keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy that they approved that stuff too.
Yeah.
Okay. So can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yeah. I assume no discussion on that. So all in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we're done for this evening. Three by that.
I'm trying to go back to the meeting I left.
Well, it looks like then you have to call. So what